Folks, I think I have developed yet another obsession with something I probably don't need, but if you follow my main channel, you might have seen that I've used, or I just used, this very, very cheap little oil lantern on my last camping trip. I bought this off of Amazon. It was 12 bucks, but I just love the ambiance that these little oil lanterns put out at night. It's just really soothing, and they're fun to use, to be honest with you, but this is a very cheap Chinese export that costs 12 bucks. And it did work. Now, I can tell that it's kind of, you know, a little bit chintzy, just in the way that the globe goes up and down, and but it did work, so I'm still going to keep it. However, I went and bought myself a German-made oil lantern off of Amazon, but this got shipped from a hardware store called Lehman's, and I believe they're out of Ohio. And they are pretty much the only, I'm sure I'm wrong, but they're the only distributors that I could find that this German brand actually ships these lanterns to. Now, this is a Fjordhand oil lamp. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I'm gonna unbox it for you folks here because I'm, you know, curious how the packaging is, and I'm gonna take you guys through the setup of it. But so far, packaging, you know, that's in there. That's all good and great. It is bubble wrapped, which is always a good thing considering it's got a glass globe in here. But I really just want to see if a German made oil lantern is really that much better. It's got to be, right? Than this little Chinese lantern. This was 60 bucks. Again, this was 12. You got to love the Germans. Made in Germany. So let's see if it's any good. And they've got so many different colors of this, which is bad news for me, because I'm sure I'm gonna end up buying some more. But I ended up picking the dark blue color for my first go with this thing. And the big reveal, ooh, that's a nice color. I like that color. That looks good. Sweet. So what do we got here? Eternity Fjordhand lanterns, made in Germany, the original, and a whole bunch of German stuff. I can't read it. So the size difference, this is a 10-inch lantern. I think this is marketed as a 12-inch lantern. So obviously this one's a little bit smaller. Weight is about the same on them, but I can tell you the handle's a lot thicker. The bale is a lot thicker than this one. And it's actually, the difference on this is that the bale is a loop around this, where on this little China one, it's just stuck into the side here. I can pull it out. So this is a lot more secure so far. All right, so there's a little lever here that you push down to raise up this globe. And that's really all there is to these little oil lanterns. But yeah, that, I know it's silly, but that definitely feels a lot better than this one. So when you lift this one up, it kind of shifts off center. And when you go try to put it back down, it doesn't really fit as well. And you kind of got to fiddle with it to get it seated center over that wick. This one, it's kind of tight. There we go, which is good. But it definitely does, I don't know if I'm trying to justify the $60 price tag that I spent on it, but it does seem to be a lot better made. The welds on it, you can't really even see. On this one, you can see here, hopefully up close, right there in the corner, it's not perfect all around. And on this, there's no gaps, there's no missing weld beads or anything on that. So far, I'm pretty impressed. So you can take this globe out, just like that one. I believe you lift this up and you just push forward, and you can take this globe out and actually clean it. And it's held in there pretty tight. That one just kind of flops out. So this is what they're calling Suprax glass. And basically it's a hardened glass to where if you're using this out in the snow or the winter, and it's hot and then snow falls on it, you know, that can easily crack cheap glass because you got heat inside and then the snow falls on it. It could crack the globe. These are made for winter camping, I guess. So it can withstand having snowfall on this globe and it doesn't crack. And this is also how you can take it out just to clean the inside of the globe from the soot. But we're just gonna pop it back in there. And I think we're gonna get this thing filled up with kerosene and give it a go. So push the lid back up. And there you go. And then you have your wick raiser and lowerer, whatever you call it. I'm not a professional oil lamp reviewer, but that's on the side. So that's going to adjust how big or small the flame is. And then here you got your refill cap to put in your kerosene. But I'll show you on this one how easy it is to it just kind of just falls out. So it's not held in there nearly as tight as that Fjordhand version. So I'm still gonna keep this around and I'll probably still use it, but I just wanted a nice lantern to see if the price was justified, and it definitely feels and looks much better of quality than the $12 China version. So let's get this thing filled up with kerosene. And all I did was I went and bought one of those little condiment squeeze bottles and I filled it up with kerosene, and it's a lot easier to get this narrow tube into this filling port than using the actual kerosene jug. And I bought these too, which are fantastic. They're little collapsible mini funnels. So they're just little rubber and you pull them out and you got a tiny little funnel if you want to use your kerosene jug. That'll stick in there a lot easier and you can pour your jug of kerosene in it. But I'm gonna probably make some kind of little ammo box container because I got this, I got some extra wicks, some other oil lantern goodies that to help keep it maintained. But let's get this thing filled up and let's give it a light. Okay, I don't think I'm gonna have to use that little funnel. So I'm just gonna take my new little ketchup bottle. All right, that should be good. Get this screwed back on. And I'm gonna wait about 10, 15 minutes, and I'm gonna just to let this kerosene soak up on this wick. But to light it, since you're up close, if it's the same as this one, again, you just lift this bale handle up. Yeah, that comes up so much nicer than this one does. Maybe you guys can get a closer view. I don't know. It just feels better. It might be in my head, but it does definitely feel better. But you just lift this thing up and you stick a long reach lighter right underneath here and you light that wick. That's a good looking lantern though. Dang it, now I gotta go buy more colors. All right, so moment of truth. I got the lights cut down, so hopefully you can kind of see what this thing really looks like, but I'm gonna raise up this globe, lower that wick just a little bit. I don't want a huge flame at first. Oh, man. I love that light. You can crank it up too. Gonna get some smoke, lower it back down. Let me turn this off. I'll go ahead and light this one too. Obviously, I prefer my much newer, much nicer Fjordhand lantern, but they both have a flame to them. So you don't have to spend $60 on a German-made oil lantern. This $12 one works just fine, and it worked just fine last week on my last episode, on my last trip. So I don't know. I think I got myself in trouble, though, guys. I think I'm going to have to buy at least one more in a different color of this Fjordhand lantern. I'm digging these lights, guys. They just look so nice at night hanging from the awning or a tree or wherever, but it just puts out a much better, much more calming light than those LED lanterns or big bright LED lights around camp. These are just so much nicer, in my opinion. But anyway, if y'all can see me, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll leave a link for this. Again, I bought both of these myself, but I'll leave links for both down in the description below. So thanks for watching. Take care.